This is Vivi on 90.8 FM, Radio Campus Grenoble, with English Talk Radio. My guests today are the new crew of Radio Campus Grenoble, coordinator, technician, and two interns. We'll find out what they do here at La Radio and how they do it. Welcome to English Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's
really nice having us.
Jeremy, don't take a sip of that tea because I'm going to ask you a question. You okay. Are the coordinator for La Radio, but you are no newcomer.
No, I'm not. Actually, I was also like an intern. It's not actually an internship, but it's pretty much, well, the same. It's not exactly that, but it was the same. I was doing what Joanna is doing now. I was just keeping the aperophony busy. Like, it's like the radio show that takes place every day between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. And it's open for everyone to come and to try to do some radio. So I was seven months here for the last year before becoming the new coordinator.
That's rapid promotion.
It is. It is, but you know, I'm kind of one
it
of the best.
It must be fantastic.
His work is in business.
So you have the bigger desk now and bigger responsibilities too.
Well, yes, actually, that's why I have the bigger desk, to spread all my responsibilities around. Yeah, I'll have some new responsibilities as well. I have to keep the radio running, to be aware of all the partnerships we have with all the local places and local places. And I'm also charged. Sorry, with a lot of administrative stuff. Like not the funniest fun to do, but. The boring
stuff.
There's
a lot of boring stuff.
But it's important anyway. Like, someone has to do it.
That's why you have the big desk.
Yes, that's why.
Now you are charged with keeping 90.8 FM, 90.8, on air at all times. In fact, you all are. I mean, that's your job. You can't, you know, you don't want to switch on and say, silence?
Yeah.
So how do you know when it's on and when it's not on? Are you listening? Is someone listening 24 hours a day?
Well, I think
the equipment tells you, right?
Yeah, our equipment tells us, and Luis tells us he's doing the technical stuff now. But
he sits there 24 hours a day.
Yes.
I hope he does.
He's our Chinese employee.
Well, yes. You know, that's the thing. I mean, there have been times in the last few years when I have switched on La Radio and there hasn't been anything. And there's been a problem.
Yep.
It's usually on a Sunday or a holiday or something, and someone has... It used to be David. He used to have to come in all the time.
Oh, well, yes. Sometimes Luis had to go up there to check the...
The roof. All right, speaking of Louis, I put him in the script as Louis the First because he is the technician for Radio Campus Grenoble, also doing the technique for English Talk Radio today. Now, Louis, what are your responsibilities apart from ladders and sitting there all day?
Hi, Vivian. My responsibilities are, we have the same one, who is to be sure the radio is always working all the time, and this is our first responsibility. I have to keep on the equipment to make sure he's always working. I have to post-production. I don't know it's the post-production to cut.
Oh, post-production.
Post-production.
Yes. Sorry.
All the shows, the radio shows. And
just generally keep everything moving and ticking over. But you also have to check with the equipment and make sure it's all working well. It's got lots of little lights that are either green or red to tell you if they're working, right?
The microphones.
No, all the equipment.
Ah, all the yes, I have to take care about all the equipment.
Yeah.
in the studio, in the regi, in my desk, and I have to, what do we say, installer?
Install,
yes.
Yeah.
Install the new studio at the new place we have in Radio Campus.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a little while. Now, Joanna, same question. What are your responsibilities? Hello.
Hello. So as Jeremy was saying, I have basically the same responsibilities as he used to have. So I'm in charge of a daily show that's called Apérophonie.
The flagship show.
Exactly.
Of Radio Campus Grenoble.
Yeah.
Yes.
Precisely. And so it takes place from Mondays to Fridays from 6 to 7 p.m. And it kind of like enables the volunteers to like take their first steps radio-wise or just to try new show concepts. And I'm helping them writing and conceiving their shows and kind of like helping them through the entire process. And I really like that.
Now, are they contacting you or are you contacting them? Does it depend how many people you've got?
Well, it depends. Like sometimes we have volunteers coming here and asking about that. Mm-hmm. So I'm taking care of it from there. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we receive emails from people who want to like talk about events or culture things that are happening around yeah. here, and I'm answering and offering them to like create
so
a show.
Are you on the air all the time, every time?
Oh, no, I'm not.
You're not?
No, I'm, well, it happened.
Occasionally?
Yeah, occasionally.
All
and
right.
sometimes I'm also helping with like the technical part.
Okay.
But most of the time I'm just like helping volunteers creating their own mm-hmm. things. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's very interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, I really like that.
You also meet all the people that work here. I don't know anybody
exactly.
anymore.
They've
all
oh, really?
Gone. Well, everyone's gone that I used to know, except Bertrand. I don't know if it, well, I know some of the people, but not all new
but
ones.
For how long have you been a volunteer here?
14 years.
Oh, wow. That's so great.
English Talk Radio has been on the air 15 years next June.
Oh, wow. Congrats.
I've seen a lot of changes.
Yeah, I can imagine.
When
that's
I first
amazing.
Started my show, there was no door.
Really?
Really? Oh,
anyone could come in and out at any time, and they locked that one, and they locked this one.
Yeah. That sounds dangerous.
Open.
Yeah.
But it was incredible because you'd be doing your show, and the technician would be sitting there, and people would come in and start yeah. talking to him.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, let's go to Louis, the second Louis.
Hello.
Hello, Louis. Welcome to English Talk Radio.
Thank you.
And what are you doing here? You're an intern.
Well, I'm sort of an intern, like Joanna. I'm working for the government, helping the association, actually.
The government?
Yeah. I'm on a national service mission.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm like Rambo, but like without the gun. And funny.
I never checked you for knives before you sat down. What about the knives?
What about the knives? I lost one, actually. Knife of my grandfather. Like, yeah, I miss it.
So what you're doing is you're
my
check,
job.
You're
yeah,
checking
yeah.
them out. Yeah. So tell us your job.
My job is, well, have you heard about the new studio that Radio Campus
yeah.
has in the locals of the associations
mm-hmm.
That is named Le Ciel?
Oui.
I had a few missions about it. My missions were to set the studio up and to make it run and make it work afterwards. So it's been painting, it's been buying some furnitures, it's been organizing emissions,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Shows.
So how long does this project last? I mean, once it's up and running?
Oh, that's a project of life. I'd be here for 14 years too.
Almost
if
15.
I can. If they support me.
So we have to find new things for you all the time.
What do you mean?
Well, new projects, because now it's up and running.
Oh, no. I'm good. the thing is, I'm going to set a new show on Radio Campus.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be called Triptych. And the aim of it is to present the artists and groups repeating in those locals, in that settlement, to bring them on the radio and make them popular and worldly famous.
Wow.
Worldwide famous.
The new Beatles?
Oh, yeah. We got those.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
All right. So you're going to be around forever.
What?
You're going to be around forever.
Yeah, I wish.
You are listening to 90.8 FM, Radio Campus Grenoble. All right. Big question. How many shows? How many volunteers? You have to put the your tea down again.
You're pass me the
picking
tea.
It up at
pass
the wrong time.
You're right. I shouldn't have taken this tea.
How many shows? How many volunteers this year?
We actually have around 30 different shows, I think. Like half of them are pretty much musical shows. And we also have around 100 volunteers here. Not all at the same time, obviously, because they can't fit here, but around 100 people coming here and doing their stuff, doing their shows, doing whatever they want to do, actually. So, yeah, that's a big family.
Mm-hmm. Now, I say not all music shows. You probably know more about that, Joanna. Not all the shows are music shows. There are some other shows as well. No?
Well, I know there are other shows, but I'm not familiar with all of them right now. I know we have shows about, like, movies and cinema.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we also have a show where... I don't have the English word for that.
We have a multilingual audience, so you can
that's good.
Use any language.
It's
you
like,
Italian.
It's, a woman comes to, like... tell stories.
Ah, yeah.
That's storyteller.
Yeah. I guess we can, like, is it a job? Is it the correct term for...
Yeah, stories are very important.
Yeah, obviously they are, definitely. Yeah. I'm not quite sure of the world, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And but otherwise I'm not super familiar with
does
all of
journalism?
The shows.
Yeah, there are journalism. We have journalism students that do a show that's called Microcité every
I know that
Friday
show
afternoon.
So well. When we first started, they were our enemies because they were on right before us and we were live.
It's getting spicy.
And they would not leave the studio. We couldn't get them out because it was live. We had to start at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And... yeah, 2 o'clock on a Friday. Talk about the worst time ever. Bedtime. Who's listening? But it was really funny afterwards. It wasn't funny at the time. But, you know, we'd be standing, there were five of us to start with, and we'd be standing out there, you know, twitching away, saying,
yeah.
And the students would be lying around, you know, drinking their water, not even thinking about it. I forgive you, Microcité.
That's nice of you.
Right, we have new premises in the city this year. Tell us about that.
Of course, it's what we shortly talked about before. It's at Le Ciel, but we can tell us more about this because he's the one in charge of this place, pretty much.
Yeah.
So I've seen it.
You've seen it.
I was denied access.
Why? It's fully open.
I was up for a ride. I didn't have any ID on me, I must say that. Huh. And they didn't let me in. I didn't look like someone who ought to be allowed in there. I think that's the problem.
That actually surprises me because they are like really aware that anyone really listens to the radio and goes to inquire in art and culture. And they're really open to any public that is.
Except me.
Maybe
except you. I looked really weird that day. Anyway, tell us about it.
Well, do you know where La Place de Verdun is? You've been here 15
years.
I've been
there,
I'll skip it. So it's beside, underneath the building that that welcomes GEOA. Management of economics and some Macron things, and it's a marvelous building.
So what happens there, though, Louis?
What happens there? People are repeating food.
It's not just Radio Campus Grenoble. There are other
people there as well.
Excuse me. What does Radio Campus Grenoble do there?
We are recording shows, actually.
Ah.
Well, not yet. But the first show recorded there will be on the 11th of December.
Yep.
So guests go there and meet up with
me.
You.
Yeah.
And they record, and you record. But I couldn't do my show there.
Yes, you could. That's the principle of it.
So I could say to my guests, we're going to meet at the CL and... Oh.
You can do that.
I actually live in Grenoble.
Interesting, isn't it?
That would be great. Yeah. Okay, so once they've recorded that, then...
They set it in by the magic of internet to Louis the First.
Right.
Louis the First. And always firsted, this guy. But anyway. And he puts it on the internet. On the radio. Sorry. So it's just a second studio for recordings, and it will allow us to have some gigs combined.
Mm-hmm.
Like we could do a show from 1 hour to from 3 to 4, and from 4 to 5. It will directly. I'm losing my English.
That's an.
Ça enchaînera.
Ah oui. Okay. That's all, though. No more French. This is English talk radio. Okay.
Can I cut my tongue?
All right. I think I understand it. How many outside broadcasts will you do this season, and what are they? Because that's a huge thing. It's a popular, very popular thing in the city.
That's right. We don't know yet how many we will do, because some of them take place. Like, we don't know yet everything, but we can already tell you that there will be one at the beginning of December, the 4th of September, on the Marché de Noël.
December.
In December, mm-hmm. Yes.
Christmas market, maybe?
Christmas mm-hmm. market.
Marché de Noël is perfect.
Marché de Noël. In the center of Grenoble, mm-hmm. it will be Denis and Emily will do some, will broadcast some stuff they did with their students they're doing some atelier
workshops.
Yes, yeah. Actually, yeah. Sorry, some workshops with students in since October. So they will broadcast some of them on the 4th of December on the Marché de Noël.
All right. How old is Radio Campus Grenoble? I know the answer to this question.
Well, it is 27 years old now. And actually, we're talking about these 27 years of life of broadcasting of Décalage Contrôlé, since it's the motto of Radio Campus Grenoble. We're talking about all of this in an exhibition we're doing in the Bibliothèque Universitaire Droit Lettres, University Library.
Okay, so you're going to do an exhibition on broadcasting in general, or this specific radio station?
About this specific radio station, we talk a little bit about the story of the radio in France, but it's like a small piece of the exhibition.
Okay. All right. Oldest show on La Radio.
Sorry.
The oldest show on radio. Which is the show that... I know the answer to this
isn't
one.
Isn't it
well.
Yours?
No, no.
I think it's
Voix de Garage, since it's...
I don't think there's another show that's been on as long as Voix de Garage.
Not sure. Like because Bertrand is like the oldest person we have here. I think no.
You won't be happy to hear that.
Well, not the oldest, like the.
Sorry, Bertrand, I didn't mean to have anyone say that about you.
That's not what I meant. He was here for 27 years. You actually was here from the beginning.
He was here for Second World War.
Maybe. Didn't tell me that.
Oh, be careful.
He has 555 shows this week. I think.
That's a lot.
555.
That's a lot. Well, I thought that was... That was the one. That was the show that's been on the longest.
I think it is. Yeah. I think you changed names around sometimes, but I'm not sure. Anyway, it's the same show. The same person was doing it.
So. I don't want to be the show that's been on the longest.
Why not?
No, I mean, that's very aging. All right. So you have meetings to bring order out of chaos at La Radio. Who is in charge? You have general meetings when all four of you must meet together, right?
Yeah, yes.
We do have on the Mondays, actually.
Yeah. Every week.
Every week. We try to keep everyone informed about what's happening in the radio.
Right.
In Radio Campus Grenoble. I think... We're pretty much all in charge of...
Everyone discusses. Everyone has something to say.
Yeah. And we all care for each other.
Yeah.
We are loving people.
argue. Well, I think it's important that everyone has their say. Everyone has to have their say to say what they think.
We all do.
It doesn't mean you're going to be right or it's going to be accepted. But so if all three of these people say yeah, we all agree that we should have I don't know, nude Tuesdays or something, and you disagree, they win.
That's not really how it works. the volunteers win because anyway, all the decisions have to be have to pass through the volunteers. Actually, they're the ones who choose.
Well, I'm teasing you. You know that.
Yeah, I know that.
All right. Any special effects you want to talk about? Is there anything special that's going on, Louis, that you know? Anything new? Anything exciting? I mean, your equipment, it's got to be...
Change.
Yeah.
Yes, we will have a new table to mix shows.
Mm-hmm.
It's the question. What's news about equipment? No.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay. What you're using, it's got to be updated. It's got to be changed. It's got to be taken care of.
Yeah, it's our actual table is really old. Like Bertrand, it's 15 years.
Oh la la.
No. That's what I had nothing to do with this. So cool.
No, we will change our table and something like monitors, ensemble de monitors. And some equipment to record in outdoor, like new zone, new microphones, new cables, and the new local. We will buy some stuff, I think, and we will not change Rivendell now. We'll keep it.
Let's hope. Now, you also do something else. You also train the newcomers, the people who come and they don't know how to do a show, but they want to do a show. You teach them, right?
Yes, I teach them. This is not an obligation. They can, if they just want to present the show, they can. But if they want to make the technique, I can show them how to use table, computers to cut sound and make post-production, and I can show them all what they want about technique.
All right. Are the interns having fun? Are they learning anything?
I do.
You can go first.
Why?
Oh, I don't know.
Because I'm having fun?
No, because I'm being polite.
Oh. Well, I'll be more polite and let you have the gallantry.
Oh, okay. So yes, I'm definitely having fun because I want to work in like the radio industry for like a few years now, and I'm just like taking my first steps now. So it's super exciting for me, and I'm learning a lot every day. We were actually discussing that with Jeremy a few hours ago. But yeah, I really like working here. I really like the job I'm doing and the people I'm working with. So yeah, I'm definitely having fun and learning a lot.
I'm learning.
Yeah.
Louis?
I'm having a lot of fun.
Yeah, not too much, I hope.
What?
Not too much, I hope.
Oh yeah, I like too much. I'm a big fan of music. And where I work, I get to be in contact with groups and artists a lot. So there's that. I have a terrible sense of humor, which I can practice and improve here. And that I appreciate very much, too. And, yeah, my co-workers are great persons.
Five minutes? 3 minutes?
We are 26 minutes. So your show is...
2 minutes! 2 minutes. Sorry, Louis. I thought he wasn't going to answer me. All right.
Story of my life.
So you like it. You're having fun, yeah, and I'm learning.
Yeah, I'm really having fun. I'm learning also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you all have shows on the radio?
We actually don't have shows on the radio.
Nobody?
I have one in January.
January?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, Joanna, you're actually talking in a show like tonight.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm invited for a show tonight.
On shows.
But,
yeah.
And I wrote like one show for like...
so it's good experience.
Film. Yeah, it is, definitely.
Yeah. All right, Jeremy, what do you like most about your work?
I like to be with the volunteers to help them to be with the people and to make them happy.
The people?
Yeah.
Makes the world go around. How to become a member of La Radio. Even if you don't want to be on the air, there are other volunteer jobs too, right?
Yes, we definitely need volunteers to.
Yes. You're looking for people, Louis?
He is.
Looking for people to. To what?
To do like volunteers for the technical part?
Ah, yes. Yeah. If there are volunteers, I don't have to make the technique of emissions.
Right,
so.
That's what I'm thinking.
I don't like that.
The more you work, the lesser he works.
Thanks, everybody. Back to work, all of you. I was talking to the staff of Radio Campus Grenoble, 90.8 FM, www.campusgrenoble.org. You can listen to English Talk Radio on Radio on Wednesday, 1900, and Sunday, Louis, 12:30. And don't forget the podcast, www.campusgrenoble.org. Thanks to Louis I for the technique and to Jeremy for having us on the air. Happy American Thanksgiving to all our American listeners. English Talk Radio.